Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This is how tyranny works. It incrementally trains you to accept losing your free speech, being put in free speech zones, being beat up by thugs, until you're living in a total police state. Coming up, we're going to play for the full audience. Some stations don't carry this segment. In the next segment with our guest, we're going to get into this video in the press conference where a brave reporter did indeed ask serious questions of the congressman who was up there peddling propaganda. But going to this issue first, gentlemen, before we have a one-minute break and come back, Mr. Brown, where are you going with this? I mean, not only was your client brutally attacked with racial slurs added for absolutely no reason on video with witnesses, but they have tried to demonize him, as he was saying earlier, and implied that he took on four guys. So don't you have to go after them legally now just to clear your client's name fully? I mean, you have all the evidence.
Well, it's not about clearing Kenneth's name. We know Kenneth has been in the right the entire time.
No, I know the video shows it and the police arrested the bad guys, but, you know, as you've seen the spin out there on the web. I mean, pretty soon they're going to claim he had devil horns and was flying around on a broom.
Well, yeah, but it's probably already happening as we speak. But Ken's laughing. I don't know how funny it is, though, because you know Ken's in a pool of piranhas now, and the piranhas are out there, and it's all about money and power with them. So they're going to attack and attack viciously for their own agenda and their own interests. So our plan is we're putting together a strategic legal plan right now, and we will be suing the appropriate parties. But until we file that lawsuit, I don't want to exactly go into all the strategy of what we're going to do. But be clear that our action will be swift and it will be deliberate.
So in the next few weeks, you know, I would put Obama on the spot. I would call the FBI in and say, we have a hate crime right here on tape.
We're going to be calling for Chris Koster, the Attorney General for the state of Missouri, to prosecute these individuals as a hate crime. Because it was the crime of the third degree assault was racially motivated. Even if it was the first perpetrator was a black American, nonetheless, it was still racially motivated, be clear of this, because he did not believe that a black person could be selling the Gadsden flags. So it was a racially motivated beating and a brutal beating. It doesn't matter if you're black or white. If you commit the crime based upon race, then it will be considered a hate crime, and it will be elevated from a third-degree assault to a D felony.
Well, just to add a historical note, blacks fought and died in the very first skirmishes at Lexington and Concord, if my history serves. So, again, that's almost denying African Americans their American heritage to be able to hand out a colonial flag. I mean, have they been trained by the DHS reports that anybody that has this symbol that I'm holding in my hand of the coiled snake, don't tread on me? I mean, I guess that's why Nancy Pelosi says you're AstroTurf. They're saying you're AstroTurf because that's what tyrants always do. And we're saying, no, we're Americans who are free. I'm not your slave. I mean, that's all this means was to the Redcoats that we weren't their slaves. I mean, Kenneth, why do you go out and hand out the Gadsden flags?
Well, I was just out selling the Gadsden flags and, just trying to make a living, you know, trying to make a living for myself and for my, you know, to help out my wife and everything, you know.
So this is even worse. You weren't even out there politically. You're just out there, hey, you want a flag? I'll give you one. You know.
Definitely.
These people. Well, I mean, that's the crazy part about it is I run into Obama supporters now,
yeah,
and they're like wild-eyed because they were all bought into this dream that everything was fine, their house was going to be paid for, their car was going to be paid for. Remember all that? And now they look at me or anybody else that doesn't worship him as, it's my fault everything isn't fine.
This is Alex Jones.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall?
Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, here's the audio, and for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers right now, the video, of one reporter actually asking serious questions. Then I saw reports of reporters being arrested who took photos of what really happened because somebody didn't want those photos getting out. We're seeing, I mean, this gets crazier and crazier. And remember, the Obama people are sending us threatening emails. The White House has called for Obama supporters to get out in the streets and confront people. This is New York Times, but they're saying it's good. And to create list of people and to report it to the White House. And different branches, investigative branches of Congress and others are saying this is illegal. Nixon got in trouble for an enemies list. I mean, they're saying spy on your neighbors, report anyone. And these Obama people, they're crazy. I mean, I've never seen anything like this, where you say, hey, cap and trade's really bad. No other country has to make this new tax, and it's going to shut down our industry and really hurt the economy and carbon dioxide, what plants breathe. And they'll go, God, I didn't know you were racist, Alex. And I'm like, no, it's cap and trade. I'm not joking. I mean, I had videos removed that don't say anything about race. And they removed them saying they're racist. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, I can't believe this is happening. Let's play a clip of this congressman being confronted by the media. And then he really kind of just mumbles, and the audio's low, but we'll jack it up. Here it is.
There's videotape of your supporters beating Kenneth Gladney and sending him to the hospital. He spent the entire evening in St. John's Mercy Medical Center and was released this morning and was beaten by the union members. How do you respond to that?
Jamie, I didn't see any of this.
He mumbles and says he didn't see any of that. Well, the cameras did. The cameras did. But, again, the issue is here, the media tried to spin this like, oh, there was a fight. Republicans and Democrats got in a fight. No, it was the thugs attacking peaceful people, and this is coming in everywhere. So they're saying it's fake, that spontaneous citizens aren't angry and that they want socialist health care and cap and trade to turn their guns in. And I can play you the newscast. In fact, let me just ask Attorney David B. Brown, the man who was racially attacked, Kenneth Gladney. You live near St. Louis. Did you see the newscast when the police went on the TV during the election and said, if you criticize Obama, we're going to be the judge and we're going to arrest you? I mean, that's...
I didn't see those particular... I've read about it on the Internet, but The crazy part about all this, well, I guess it's not so crazy. I guess we see there is a pattern of this, is Carnahan gets up there and mumbles and stumbles his way through there and pretends like nothing happened and tries to skirt and avoid the issue. But then the very same day, a little later that day at 2:30, Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius holds a telephone conference with the SEIU members. And she tells them, keep on doing what you're doing, in direct context to the town hall meetings. If that's not ratification of a pattern of actions that are designed purposely to impede the everyday ordinary citizen's ability to express themselves, which is a fundamental right, I don't know what is.
Well, I mean, look, again, I'm going to say it for everybody that just tuned in. Republicans are being run off the stage. Because when people start booing them for 2 or 3 minutes straight, politicians leave. So that's, and then the media spins it and says they chased them out. No, Governor Perry, Senator Cornyn, Congressman Doggett, these videos, just Google Cornyn booed, this governor, that governor booed. I mean, pick one. They're all getting booed. Then when they leave, they get basically chased. So the media spins it and says the public, you know, tried to assault them or chased them out. No, as they leave, the people follow them chanting. They're mad. And then the media lies and spins all of this and only reports on it when it's Democrats, tells the Democrats racists are coming to attack you. The Democrats get all puffed up and angry and run out and start beating black people. Ah, you're a black racist. Ah, I'm going to beat you. I mean, that shows the crazy level of mind control. I mean, do you gentlemen agree that this is, I mean, because we have the memos here, that the Democratic Party and Acorn and others are whipping these Democrats? I mean, I think a lot of these people are well-meaning. I think a lot of these Acorn people and union people really believe that a bunch of racists are coming to confront them at the event. And so when they see a black guy, they have to go ahead and attack him first because that doesn't fit into their false paradigm.
They're the pawns in the chess game. You know, it's the power from above. You know, it's kind of like the Wizard of Oz. You see Obama there, but who's really behind the curtain? It's the same people behind the curtain for George Bush. But the point I want to make here is that these people are being prohibited from their First Amendment rights, and it's driven by the powers that be. I'll give you an example of the spin that occurred the very next night when we had a frenzy of people courting us to speak, all sorts of media outlets. I get CNN calls us up, requests for Ken to speak on Anderson Cooper. I said, well, what type of forum is this?
Yeah.
They said it was a debate. I said, a debate? What Ken's going to debate somebody? And this is an intern for Anderson Cooper 360. I said, Ken's going to debate somebody. Debate who? They said, we want him to debate Russ Carnahan about health care. I'm like, what does that have to do with Kenneth getting beaten down and getting his rights infringed upon? This is just spin so that they can put Kenneth on CNN and try to make an idiot out of him, which he's not. But he is not a career politician. He doesn't have any
horse. No, that's what I'm saying. And they're also accusing all of us that have our First Amendment. Hey, I don't want to turn my guns in. Hey, I don't want to have cap and trade. I don't want socialized health care. We've read the bill. It's bad. Worse than you can even articulate it, so bad. And they just go racist. Or they say that we're out at these events blocking their free speech when they're advertised as town halls. I mean, people are mad. And you know, ABC News and a few have reported the truth that these are spontaneous because the first few days they tried to lie. But I think we're winning this fight of getting the truth out. It's just, in closing, gentlemen, as this develops, I want to have you back on. Kenneth Gladney, who got racially attacked for just being out there, and they thought that you were against the Obama takeover, and so they beat you up, and you had to go to the hospital brutally, attacked you. Any closing comments?
Well, I'd just like to say to everyone that I am an American citizen. I was beaten for something that I was paid to do, and that is, I was making an honest dollar, giving out gas flags, and out of nowhere, someone comes up to me and hits me in my face and attacks me, just attacks me. You know, I don't get that. I don't understand, you know, what's the world, what is the world coming to? That's what I'm trying to find out. What is the world coming to right now when you have to, you know, when you have to be afraid to go out and make an honest dollar, you know?
They're counting on playing all of us off against each other, and I can't believe you can't go out and sell flags. But, I mean, again, these videos are everywhere, people getting attacked. We're going to have more on throughout the week, women being attacked, men being attacked, and these are such self-righteous people. They come running out screaming, you're a racist, trying to stop citizens from getting into public events, getting into grocery stores, getting into libraries, getting into churches. And, I mean, these are political thugs, and it's very, very scary. Anything else, Mr. Brown? Anything else, Mr. Gladney?
Perhaps the SEIU's motto should be, we'll clean your toilets, then we'll beat the hell out of you. Wait, that'd be a nice T-shirt. Why don't you get some of those printed up, Alex? We'll clean your toilets, then we'll beat the hell out of you. We're the SEIU.
We're the purple shirts.
The purple shirts.
Hey, get this. They got a group in Austin that are Obama supporters. You can't make this up. Called the Austin Brown Shirts.
You're talking like an 1890s baseball team.
Yeah, that's what they are. They actually had some in Germany. But I don't even think they historically know what they're doing, but they're out. In fact, Google Austin Brown Shirts for people or Obama's Brown Shirts, and you will get their local chapters in brown shirts. Gentlemen, I'm glad that you made it out of this okay. God bless you. Godspeed in defending the First Amendment. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you for having us.
You bet. Folks, this is a big deal because the people are angry and upset about what's happening. All the polls show we don't want cap and trade. We don't want government health care. We'll be right back.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride Flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride Flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride Flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Senator Barack Obama's presidential campaign is asking Missouri law enforcement to target anyone who lies or runs a misleading television ad during the presidential campaign. This is where John Mills is live at the County Election Board in Maplewood. He's been learning more about which members of law enforcement are getting involved in this. John, tell us more about this.
Russell, good evening. Prosecutors and sheriffs from across Missouri are joining something called the Barack Obama Truth Squad. Two high-profile prosecutors are part of the team. We met them this afternoon in the Central West End. They are Jennifer Joyce from the city, Bob McCullough, the St. Louis County prosecuting attorney. They will be reminding voters that Barack Obama is a Christian who wants to cut taxes for anyone making less than $250,000 a year. They also say they plan to respond immediately to any ads and statements that might violate Missouri ethics laws.
We want to keep this campaign focused on issues. We don't want people to get distracted, and Missourians don't want to be distracted by these divisive character attacks. So we're here to respond to any character attacks, to set the record straight.
Whether it is directly attributable to the campaign or to one of the soft money operations, if they're not going to tell the truth, then somebody's got to step up and say, wait a minute, that's not true, this is the truth.
Now, the Obama campaign tells News 4 that others, prosecutors and sheriffs, are also part of the team, including some from the Kansas City area and from rural parts of Missouri. We're also told the Truth Squad is expected to include Jefferson County Sheriff Glenn Boyer. Live in Maplewood, John Mills, News 4.
John, thank you.
Now, look, I can't play all the other newscasts in the time we have because I want to come back and take at least 30 minutes of calls here in the last half hour of the show, your response to all the things that are happening. Toll-free number to join us is 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. Or if you're listening to us on our flagship, News Radio 590 KLBJ here in Austin, you can call in Central Texas. Well, I guess you can hear us from Oklahoma down to Mexico on 590. It's 512-646-1776. Now, look. What you just heard is pure, un-American, anti-freedom evil. It's all color of law fraud. And we saw those TV newscasts out of Vermont, of all places. Great state. Out of Florida. Out of Illinois. Out of California. Where the police are the political officers, the Kommissariat, or the Gestapo, in German terms. And did you hear him? We're going to keep this campaign focused on issues. We're going to decide what you can talk about. We're going to remind you as your friendly big brother. Now, of course, if I say that Barack Obama is from the planet Pluto and chops children's heads off and drinks their blood, of course, that's hypothetical. It's not true. I'm joking. This is hypothetical. The police can't arrest me for that. Obama has to sue me and get a civil judgment on me. The police aren't judge, jury, and executioner. So they said, oh, we'll decide if you're lying or, did you hear, misleading. We'll decide if you're, and of course, they're the liars. Introduced all these bills to take your guns. We've read them here on air. Introduced bills, total socialism, take over the health care, aspirin for a heart attack, rationing of care, instant access to your bank accounts, fining, feeing you. It's all in the thing. I've read the bill over and over again on air, subsection by subsection. So they're lying. But see, they're going to decide who can speak. And now we had three videos on the front page of YouTube yesterday. Two, I was calm, cool, and collected, talking about how Republicans are being booed off the stage as well, how they want to make Republicans and Democrats fight with each other, and how the people are waking up and calling for Americans to be active and to shatter the left-right paradigm peacefully. Those videos that were in the top 10 on there were taken down. Now, the one where I did a funny 20-minute spoof, just having fun as the Joker, making fun of this Joker Obama poster. And why did I do that? Because somebody in California put Joker paint on the Time magazine cover of Barack Obama and said socialism. And then they started saying this should be illegal. This is wrong. The White House called it dangerous. The LA Times said they should be taken down. And I went, and they called it racist. And I went, wait a minute. People did magazine covers of Bush as the Joker. I posted stuff of him attacking the Statue of Liberty as a vampire. I mean, that's our right as Americans. That's pure Americana to make fun of your leaders. You know, love your country, fear your government. I mean, Teddy Roosevelt said the most patriotic thing to do is criticize government. It's your right, even if you're wrong. Or if you're right, it's your right. Either way. I mean, how is showing him as the Joker, a psychopathic master criminal, which is what he represents, who it's who he works for, $23.7 trillion. I mean, the Joker's an imaginary character. That video, though, got left up. They don't care about that. You know, I did it to get people to go to InfoWars.com. We made our own versions of Obama fascism, ObamaInfoWars.com. They're all over Austin, all over England, all over Ireland, all over Russia, all over Japan, all over San Antonio, all over Houston, all over L.A. You guys have gone wild. This is awesome. I mean, Kurt Nemo's posting the videos up on InfoWars.com, and we're having the contest for next week for who can put up the most posters in public places where you're allowed to post flyers. And, you know, videotape it and put it on YouTube, $1,000 contest. But the point is, in San Antonio, they tried this, We Are Change San Antonio, black folks, Hispanics, whites together. White yuppies and others run over and start grabbing the signs and ripping them down, trying to violate their First Amendment. We're playing some of that. I mean, see, this is the craziness, folks. They believe the propaganda. They have said that if you criticize Obama, you're racist. And all these weak-minded people then, when you go, hey, I don't want to turn my guns in, they really believe you're a Ku Klux Klan member. We've got to come out boldly and not let this chilling effect against our First Amendment work. Because if we do that, it's over. That's what Hitler did. This is how tyrants work. They come in and they intimidate you and they bully you into doing this. And I want to say something to other people, too. The Joker videos I've done, there's two of them, are viral all over the web. I mean, you know, million plus total, just what I could count up on Blip TV and a few dozen channels I looked at. 200 and something thousand plus on YouTube, just on our channel, just on one of the videos. I mean, this is amazing. So when I say a million, that's underestimating. In the last 48 hours or less, we put it up, about 40 hours, about 44 hours, actually. So they're going mega viral. But people are so freaked out by me. In fact, it's in there in the bathroom. Well, somebody go grab them. I want to show people. All these are some red paint, some white, pancake makeup. You put that on. Everybody's so scared. I went out in Austin, and cops saw me and actually started stepping back and were scared. Like, they look like little boys. When I got out of the car and said, hello, officers. I mean, they look scared and start stepping back. And full-grown adults look scared at red lights. And people look, again, they're not scared of John P. Holder and White House science czar who wrote an 1,100-page government policy book, Eco-Science, about how they're putting drugs in the water to sterilize you, about how the CPS will break up the family, and the job of the government is to end the family institution and raise all children in government institutions, and how they're going to force sterilize and force abortions. See, he's got a little beard and talks quiet and sweet, so it's not scary. People have to stop looking just at the surface and start looking at the deeds. You know, Obama doubled the funding for forced abortion, and it goes on in Africa under State Department Memorandum 200. See, killing black babies is loving and liberal. Like Margaret Sanger, who said blacks were subhuman that had to be killed, she's loved by black groups. But then, if you wear pancake makeup, everybody gets scared. And I did that to illustrate that people are acting and behaving like children out there. Let's not let them censor us. Get the videos. Get them out to everybody. Get the posters up everywhere. Your call straight ahead.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun. So go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
As you already know, drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. That's 269-216-9767 today.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communications Radio Network.
There is a science that the global architects have perfected of divide and conquer, the great game. They play us off against each other. And that's all that's happening with Obama. But people are resisting and rebelling and going to any and all city council, county commissioners, state boards, federal meetings, and getting angry. What the media doesn't tell you is they first get up, because I've talked to people. I talked to, again, it was my mother's birthday today, and a lot of her old friends were down here from Dallas and places. And one of them, Steve Heinberg, was there, and he was a good friend of mine. He was telling me about how he went to a town hall. And they were shouting a Republican off the stage, and how there were all these goons handing out from Acorn and things literature about the how great health care is. And that there were other people there handing out literature saying it was bull, that appeared to be just regular citizens. You know, the Acorn people were all organized and focused, and the other people weren't. But that this turned into people basically chasing the Republican leader off and then taking over the podium. because people start chanting the Republican left, so the citizens just went up and started speaking at the microphone. I mean, in fact, that was the article I had you print, Hartman. I know you gave it to me. I had several of them. It was here in my stack. I meant to get to that, and then I'm going to your calls, where we've got multiple reports where all these Congress people, there it is on the screen, good thinking, citing safety concerns, U-City Councils cancels McCaskill's event a day after Russ Carnahan event led to the arrest of five participants and a reporter. They don't tell you it was the arrest of the Obama people. So they won't tell you that. University City High School, where U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill was set to hold a similar event on Thursday, announced the forum had been canceled. And they went on to say because of safety, terrorist might strike. So the message is, just like the DHS report, you don't like world government, you don't like banks raping you, you're a terrorist. And I told you that was next, would be them abandoning these meetings, abandoning these events, because they only want to have these events for the news to make it look like the public's buying into it. So people sitting at home who are angry will go, I guess other people don't care. Well, I won't get involved, because they know how human psychology works. If you figure out both Republicans and Democrats are all awake and angry, and that we actually agree with each other on more than we disagree, and that the Bill of Rights and Constitution is being violated, we could bring all these crooks to justice. We could audit the Fed and arrest their butts for the crimes they've committed, as Ron Paul said here last week. All right, let's go to your calls as promised for the balance of the show. It's just YouTube says they're going to shut down the Alex Jones channel. They've sent us a notice that get ready for that for no reason, just saying we're racist because nameless goons complained. That means if 100 people wanted to burn down my office under that idea, that the police would come light the torches for them. See, in a republic, the individual or the minority is protected against the majority. In a democracy, which Hitler got elected in, if 51% say kill the other 49%, it happens. In a democracy, if people go and vote in Austin to come take your house outright and move into it, they do it. And see, they're telling these dumbed-down, fluoride-head masses that they're going to get the rich. But the poor people think the rich are somebody driving a Pinto that's got less rust on it than theirs. Or their gremlin, or their, you know, whatever their hoopie is. And so, you like that, Hartman? I mean, the point is that this is real, folks. The ultra-rich use the poor working class or poor welfare class to wage war against the middle class. Pressure from above, pressure from below. Folks, if you got more than $10 in the bank, you're in deep trouble. If you're poor, you're in deep trouble. But they're going to sick the poor on what's left of this country. The globalists don't want a free market. They're monopoly men. As John D. Rockefeller I said, competition is a sin. Okay, straight to your calls. Chase in California, then Jay, Kyle, Tori, Barbara, Dan, Lacey, and others. Go ahead, Chase.
Hey, Alex, I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller, and I want to tell your entire audience everything that you're saying is completely real. I'm a retired Marine, a two-time war veteran. I had some family come by, and I knew that my wife's sister's son had a history of drug problems. Anyway, I guess he was afraid of a two-time war veteran that's got PTSD and 100%, but all he had to do was make a phone call. And everything you're saying is true. I was laying in my office actually listening to your radio show. They came in. They woke me up. They got my son to open the door. They tasered me. They took me off barefoot. All I had on was what I was sleeping in. First, they took me to a medical unit where I refused their shots because they wanted to give me shots for something. I'm not trusting any shots. I've listened to you too long. Then they took me to jail, and I was walking around jail barefoot. So I'm also an author, okay? I've written 3 books. The last book I wrote is called Dream Reachers. My co-author interviewed Clint Eastwood, Ted Kennedy, Jane Russell. I've interviewed Darcy Donovan.
Well, that's awesome. Send it to me. But, yeah, for those that don't know, they're going to ban, this is public, most veterans owning guns. First thing Clinton did when he left office was turn over 86,000 names of vets with PTSD. No judge, no jury, you don't get your gun. And they have a bill introduced called No Fly, No Buy. There's 1.2 million on it since they made it secret 6 months ago. It was growing 25,000 names a week. And they're saying that the attorney general will put you on a no-gun list even though you have no crimes, no convictions. And then Obama says he will hold U.S. citizens in domestic bases with no habeas corpus indefinitely forever, worse than Bush. And but then he does some shill thing about he's going to investigate if there was torture. When they know there was torture from the Army's own reports, he'll do that to cover up. And yes, the DHS report says the number one terror threat is veterans, and the whole Department of Homeland Security system is set up to take your guns. Write it up in an article. Send it to writers at Infowars.com. Anything else, sir?
No, I just wanted your audience to know that, I mean, I can look out the window in my neighborhood at my lamppost and I see a black thing on top of it. This is, it's a nightmare. I just finished a book called Dream Reaches. I'm not trying to plug my book.
No, that's fine. Listen, I appreciate your call. Now, they got cameras everywhere. It's GoldenEye. You see that movie, people should see it. And there's an eagle eye. I watched it on the treadmill. People kept saying I needed to watch it. And it's all about this computer, and it's watching and face scanning everybody from blimps. They already had that 10 years ago. People laughed at me. Now it's declassified. They really have stuff like that. And that's how they can launch terror attacks. One globalist can go in and order the computer. See, it's not a computer running wild on its own. It's being given orders, and then it does it. And then the globalists don't need accomplices. And Bob Woodward just wrote a book about this. He calls it The Secret Weapon of the Pentagon. It's not so secret. Let's talk to Jay in Mass. Jay, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Hey, bro. Good. What's on your mind?
Down with the New World Order, brother.
Can you believe that they're shutting down our videos and saying that if a few people complain and say it's racist, then my video's gone, and now they have bills that if somebody complains and say you hurt their feelings, you get arrested federally? I mean, that's in the bill.
No, that's just the last straw for me. I don't know why that hits me so hard, but it just twists right where it hurts the most for me.
Well, it's the Soviet Union. I mean, there's not much liberty left, and they're getting rid of the last bits.
Yeah, I hear you.
And it's how self-righteous these idiot Obama supporters are.
I know, man. It's retarded. It's just retarded. Hey, I got a question for you and then a comment. Where can people go typically to find out about these meetings?
Okay, I appreciate your question. Give me a quick comment.
Okay, my comment is pretty much I was working on something that I think got my house burned down by the same people, basically, but I took the insurance money. I bought 1,000 of your DVDs yesterday, and I'm back to work on my project, which is a comic book about ending the Fed that me and my wife are working on, and we both just wanted to say that we love you, and we're so proud of you.
Well, you're awesome. You're awesome, too. I want to see it when it comes out. I'm going to let you go. Tomorrow, I'm going to take a lot more calls. It's already time for the final segment. Okay, I'm going to answer your question when we come back. What was his question? He was asking why. Where can he find out about all these Democratic and Republican meetings that are going on? I'll tell folks about that. Then we're going to jam in. I'm going to jam in 5-6 callers on the other side of this quick break. So be ready.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned. Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air
using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You don't have to go confront congressmen or senators or even governors. You can go to their websites, though, senators, congressmen. They'll have their itinerary, events they're speaking at. You can go to their MySpace. You can go to their congressional site. You can go to your city council, your county commissioners. Just go tell government, get off our back, leave us alone, we're sick of you. Just let them know that we're awakening, and then other sheep will see you stepping up and out, and that will create the even larger awakening. And so that's what's happening. I mean, if you don't find out about government and get involved, you're going to be enslaved, folks. Turn off the television, spend more time researching the real world. Let's talk to Tory in Texas. Go ahead, Tory.
Alex, how you doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
Well, Alex, you woke me up about 4 years ago, and God bless you for that. And, first they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they attack you, and then we win. And right now they're really in the attack phase, so I see victory is just around the corner. Now, down here in Texas, there's a big battle for governor coming up here with Kay Bailey Hutchison and Rick Perry. Now, are you familiar with a candidate named Deborah Medina?
Yeah, that's a libertarian, isn't it?
Well, she's running as a Republican. She's the Campaign for Liberty Texas State Coordinator. Her website is MedinaForTexas.com. She worked for Ron Paul's congressional campaign, and she's running in the Republican.
Yeah, I know who she is. Yeah. Listen, I appreciate your call. What people should do is, this is a national, international show. Yeah, they should just go check the Campaign for Liberty, Libertarian Party, all these different groups, and look at candidates' records and what they stand for, and then support them. But most Americans go, oh, I want to vote for the winner. So they wait and look in the polls. Oh, looks like that Democrat's going to win, or looks like that Republican's going to win. Then they think they vote for a winner, and then they stick a sticker on their car and go, I'm a sucker. I voted for a winner who works for offshore banks. We have to vote for constitutionalists that want to bring down the New World Order. And we've gone from being called kooks 10 years ago to being the fastest growing organization and group. We are the American people. We are the populist. We are the constitutionalist. Hear us roar, as they say. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to Kyle in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Kyle.
Yes, sir, Mr. Jones. Just a real quick question. What is, I mean, these guys are coming down, internment camps, enslaving people. What are these signs to look for that they're super close?
Okay, I think you're on an IP phone or something. I couldn't understand you.
I said, what are the signs to look for that they're going to be coming down on us, internment camps and rounding us up and things of that nature?
Sure, sure. I appreciate your call. Great question. They're going to do it by staging a nuke attack or a bioweapon release, claiming terrorists did it or saying it's a regular flu, to set the military up, to set up the FEMA camps. They're taking over old shopping malls all over the country, right here in Austin, the old mall. They are Highland Mall. They are setting up FEMA camps, but posing like it's good. Oh, all the homeless come here. Oh, we re-educate you here. Oh, the Army's running checkpoints to stop drunk drivers. Oh, the governor of Tennessee says we're not allowed to. We're going to ignore you, governor. Oh, we got a 14 countries training to take on American terrorists with foreign troops inside the U.S. You know, they're just incrementally getting everybody conditioned to this. And so they're going to have the flu fear-mongering and say your kids are dead if you don't take it, and then just set the precedent. And then later clamp down more and more. It's an incremental domestication process. So that's how they're going to do it. And we're going to fight back with our incremental. We have the long view of history here, but we fight as hard as we can now, but we also understand it's a process. We don't expect instant gratification. Barbara in Austin, then Dan in Alaska. Barbara, you're on the air.
Hi. I like to check out things that I hear, and I was wondering if you could tell me what page you're finding all that on about the health care bill. You were telling me.
Yes, ma'am. I have. Is this your first time to tune in?
Yes.
Okay, well, let me just show you. You see these big stacks of news? This is just some of the news from last Thursday and Friday. And so I don't have the health care bill here in front of me, but you can Google. A lot of senators have breakdowns of it with the subsections and links. And so I've gone over those previously here on the show. And we've got about 4 minutes, 5 minutes left. But we posted the breakdowns on Infowars.com in the featured story area. We posted a detailed breakdown Wednesday. So go to the featured news area of Infowars.com, the featured archive, and go through and you'll see breakdowns of the health care bill and some stories we've got there that then when we make a bullet point claim, we have a link to the bill in the subsection. But I'd have to dig it out. I actually do have it here in one of these stacks here.
I will look that up, but my understanding was there were three separate bills. There's a House bill and a Senate Health Committee bill. Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
And then there's a Senate Finance Committee bill, and they're going to vote on, hash it out and change it around and vote on the final. So nothing, as I understand it, nothing's final right now. It's just in the process. There's three different bills. And I couldn't find it. While I was listening to you, I was trying to find it in my copies, and I couldn't find what you were talking about. So I'll go to your site and look that up. But I did attend one of the hearings, the meetings here in Austin, and I think what's going to have to happen is that they're going to have the meetings inside, and they're going to have to check people's IDs to see if they live in the district, because I think a lot of people go, they're confused, they don't know where their congressional district is.
You can't start doing that. It's good to have people from another district than another district. This is America. We don't have Nazi checkpoints and yellow stars on us. And, ma'am, I appreciate your call. Listen, I have Senator Congressman Conyers on video. We played it Friday saying, in fact, cue it up. We may have time to play it at the expense of a caller, though, saying it's bad to read the bills. We don't read the bills. There's no way to read them. They don't even read these. The lobbyists write them. All three versions of the bill you mentioned have these provisions in them. A really good one was written by Mike Adams for Natural News, What's really in Obama's health care reform bill? A plain English translation. Forced drugging funding, psychiatric funding to expand more drug into the kids. He's got section by section with the subsection in it. You can go read that right there. It's just incredible. I mean, look. Here's Conyers right now. Don't read the bill. You know, there's no reason. Just capitulate and give in. But they think they can run your health care, though. They can run your health care, but they can't read a 1,300-page bill. Well, we've been through the 1,300-page House bill he's talking about, and it's a nightmare. Here it is. If the video
plays. I love these members that get up and say, read the bill. What good is reading the bill if it's 1,000 pages and you don't have 2 days and two lawyers to find out what it means after you read the bill?
Nicholas Fauci, CNSNews.com.
Okay, that's him at the National Press Club. Like, we're the weirdos. Exactly. They shouldn't be passing 40,000-page, 44,000-page NAFTAs, which has totally destroyed our economy and isn't free or fair trade. They shouldn't be doing things like this. I mean, Obama will get up and say there's no bills for national compulsory service while they have all the bills saying national compulsory service, and I've got a chief of staff saying, yes, it's going to be compulsory. They've got bills to basically ban any and all guns they want. We've read the bill numbers here on air, and they just stonewall and say it's not true. They shouldn't be passing 1,300-page and 500-page and 44,000-page. They passed the cap-and-trade bill in the House that was 1,300 pages long, and 300 pages of it was secret. I have the C-SPAN video where the House leadership couldn't even get a copy of it. They passed that thing a few minutes after they released it. I mean, you cannot imagine the full magnitude of this we're dealing with. I wanted to get to Dan, Alaska, Lacey, James, John, George, and others. Call me back. I'll be live tomorrow, 11 to 3 Central Standard Time. If you don't have an AM and FM in your area, you can always listen at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. And in closing, I expose corruption. You know, I told you that DynCorp and Halliburton were involved in child kidnapping rings, and then it came out in the Chicago Tribune years later. Here is Time Magazine. Here's Raw Story. Here's The Nation. Ex-employees claim Blackwater pimped out Iraqi girls, you know, 14-year-old girls, 12-year-old girls, and that wife-swapping parties at the bases, murder, Blackwater people being murdered who didn't go along with it. I mean, this is what happens with corruption. I told you this years ago. Here it is, mainstream news. Okay, this, and I meant to get into this today. I'm going to cover this tomorrow. It's so horrible, I didn't cover it all week. And they're censoring our YouTube videos. They're shutting us down and bragging and crowing that they've done it. I mean, I played you clips where they're saying the police are going to arrest you if they don't like what you say about Obama. But, I mean, we're selling a T-shirt, by the way, that's got Obama, says fascism, Obama, InfoWars.com. They hate it. Get it. Get it at InfoWars.com and support us. Just check it all out and get my film, The Obama Deception. Great job, crew. I'm out of here. Have a great Sunday night.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.